There's a thunderstorm coming. NSSN lobby of Tuck. Fight the most serious threat yet to the right to strike Alistair Tice, Yorkshire Socialist Party. Using the weather forecast as an analogy for impending trade union battles, Rob Williams, chair of the National Shop Stewards Network, NSSN, opened the NSSN rally at Trades Union Congress, Tuck, saying, "There is a thunderstorm coming. Isn't that why we are all here?" The NSSN meeting room on Liverpool's Albert Dock was packed to overflowing on Sunday, the 10th of September, as delegates assembled for a Congress facing the most serious threat yet to the right to strike, in the form of the Tory government's Strikes, Minimum Service Levels, Act, MSL. Rob stressed, "It is on the statute books. It is law. Any one of you in six sectors, including emergency services, education, and transport, could get a work notice telling you to organize a strike-breaking operation. And the minister may extend the sectors covered by the Act, if the need arises. Why? The Tories are hanging on. And despite all the previous anti-union laws, they haven't stopped the biggest strike wave for 30 years. Workers could be sacked, and trade unions could be fined up to £1 million. This Tuck must be a council of war, class war. Motions from the Fire Brigades Union, the RMT Rail Union and Unite, if passed, would set out a program of coordinated trade union action and demand labor authorities not implement the law. If the Tuck doesn't pass, or doesn't act on, such motions, then the NSSN calls for a coalition of the willing, fighting trade unions to take the lead. We can't leave Liverpool this week without such a program of action. The city that dared to fight. Dave Walsh, president of Liverpool Trades Council, the oldest in the country, and Unite convener for the council workers, welcomed us to the city that dared to fight, reminding us of the 1911 transport general strike. He offered solidarity to the workers of Birmingham City Council facing potentially huge cuts due to the council being bankrupt, and highlighted the example of the socialist Liverpool City Council that defied Tory Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's cuts in the 1980s.